And here's another major problem. Neither machines nor humans are any good at detecting AI use. This is what we call the detection illusion. There are now countless studies which shows that even experts, linguists and examiners struggle to distinguish AI-generated content from human writing. As Ethan Mollick says, you might think you are good at detecting AI writing, but you're just okay at detecting bad AI writing. And if you combine this with your own biases, you're even worse. In fact, apparently well-prompted AI content is often judged by readers to be more human than actual human writing. And what about AI detection tools? Well, they are always playing catch-up with the latest AI models, and they can't compete with them. And also, detection tools can be easily fooled. You can give them instruction to vary sentence structures, to incorporate deliberate errors, and you can ping-pong from one model to another. But more importantly, there is a bigger equity issue at play here. Generative AI detection tools disproportionately flag non-native English speakers, students with less digital literacy, and those without access to premium AI tools. So as a result, relying on these tools risks unfairly penalizing students who are already at a disadvantage. But this detection illusion, this idea that we can simply catch AI use, has slowed down real progress. So rather than focusing on integrating AI into teaching, we've been trying to police it, and that's a losing battle. So we need to shift our focus from stopping AI use to understanding how we can guide students in using it meaningfully.